Welcome to the San Carlos Computer Club podcast. My name is Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions, and I am your guest host for these virtual quarantine meetings. Our new meet time is Saturdays at 9 in the morning, and this what follows is the first meeting at that time from yesterday, April 4th, 2020. We spent most of the meeting troubleshooting problems, trying to make the tech work. We will regroup next Saturday. Oh, before I forget, I may call on you over the next week to help me test the sound and the system and the streaming before that Saturday meeting, just so we can make sure everything's working correctly. You should be able to get access through whatever I send on Facebook or through email. Sure appreciate your help, and I hope you enjoy this. Oh, again, I'm from International Computer Solutions. Our web address is internationalcs.net, and the San Carlos Computer Club is sccclub.org. Check us out there. Until then, here's your meeting from yesterday, April 4th, 2020, the San Carlos Computer Club. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm back. How's that?
Awesome. Okay. Oh, I've got two people in the waiting room, Linda and Judy. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. We're just testing stuff at the moment.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
I just got a message that said the host would like for you to unmute your microphone.
Oh, you know what? I think that when I was looking through the waiting room, I think people are joining because I told them to join without muting. Anyway, I was trying to unmute microphones, and that's why you got the message.
Okay, I'm muting again.
Okay, I'm hoping that anybody that wants to unmute is able to without my permission.
I just did.
Okay, good. Good. Then I'm going to forget worrying about that. What about your camera? Are you able to turn it on at will? Oh, good. Yeah. Linda is.
Yep.
Awesome.
Morning, Judy. Good morning.
This is awesome.
Are we supposed to be doing video or you want us to turn off?
I'm hoping it won't affect what we're doing because my video source is one source made up of all your videos instead of me having five video sources going. So in a perfect world, that we should be able to get as many people as we want without affecting the bandwidth. But I'm not saying that'll work. I'm just saying that's the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah, well, when Cheryl was on that her first Zoom thing with the doctors, there was like 30, 40 people on. So it has to be a composite video coming to you, Scott. Otherwise, no computer would handle that.
That's right. You'd max out at two or three video conferences at the same time. So it's got to be a composite. And composite's the right word for that. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, I know. But now everybody but JJ is unmuted.
And she's still doing chores. But we're going to start officially in 11 minutes, so I'm still screwing with stuff on my end.
All right. Well, then I'm going to mute again.
Oh, no, leave it on. Linda, where are you?
In Green Valley.
Oh, Arizona. Yeah?
Yeah.
And yeah. The other Judy?
I'm in Fountain Hills, Arizona, outside of Phoenix.
Oh, hey, you're the only ones in the snow.
And I'm still in San Carlos.
And you
lucky you.
Yes. Hey, I'm still in San Carlos too.
You got nowhere else to go.
But we are making it an international computer meeting.
That's right. Well, it should be because it's hosted by International Computer Solutions.
That's right. But we're tri-national as opposed to usually just.
So you guys, is it snowing there, you said?
Yep. We're on about day four of No.
We got blue sky right now.
Yeah, but it was snowing this morning. Yeah. It's getting deeper. Tomorrow is our day 14. So we've been in the house for 13 days today. Okay.
Finishing third week. The kids just started vacation.
Maybe too hot to go out here today.
Oh, cry me a river. It's let me check the weather here.
I don't think it's as hot in Green Valley as it gets in. Yeah, after television.
It's gone.
We are. Yeah. My cat's closing down. Is that really true?
No.
Yes, motion. They stopped yesterday.
Oh my God.
Oh my and God, I'm gonna have to stock up.
The news. Yeah, no, that was today. And when they announced that they were gonna cease production, Walmart, the shelves were stocking up on
hit their eyes. God.
I am.
Leave a board.
I am so frozen.
We can hear you.
Oh, good. Streamy.
Getting haven't really started, and Scott's picture is totally gone.
Yeah, I'm dead. I can hear you guys, but my Zoom session.
Frozen. I can hear you.
Please let me kill this session. Go away. Everything's frozen. Control. Oh my gosh. Update to the new Zoom.
No.
Wonk, wonk.
No.
Wonk.
But they were saying.
I haven't seen Chester. Maybe the very first meeting, I think.
My computer.
Yeah. I have a black. Now,
well, it's a nice little coffee clap. Oh, hi, Scott.
Can you actually see? Frozen up. If you can hear me, I'm still frozen up.
We can hear you, Scott. At least I can.
Yes, we can hear. I can hear you.
Be patient with me. I'm still trying to unlock my system. I think I'm going to end up leaving Zoom and coming back again.
Will that knock us all off?
No. I don't think so. Thing.
How about you take...
Hey, if anybody's already out there, I'm just trying to get this on YouTube. So, very good. No, but... It is, and so I'm trying to get the stream up, which seems to be very mad at me with bandwidth constraints. I can't believe I've been here since 7 testing this stuff, making sure it's all going to work, and sure enough, it's not working.
From where it goes.
I was looking online, but I don't know. I still have my house in Colorado, and I probably missed my opportunity to sell it.
Well, 2 places are for sale in my little place here.
Really?
Yeah, they just came up. The one.
What's your address? Hey. What's your street?
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
I don't see him.
I do.
Him. He is.
I'm here.
How do you like my video feed?
I like it.
That's awesome.
Slightly psychedelic.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm in space at the moment.
Scott's moving.
Everything.
I'm bored, so I was fooling around and I found it. You go down by your little camera. There's a little up arrow and it says choose virtual background. So I did. I'm going to choose this one.
That's cool. Oh.
I don't have a little.
Where do you see the background?
Okay, go by your video camera. There's a little up arrow key by the video camera.
Wow.
On the bottom.
You should be able to find it there. See?
Hi.
Judy's got it. Hers is much better than mine. You got a better solid background behind you, so it can do it. Mine, I, you know, it's too much. Look at that.
Now I can't get rid of it. I can't. Oh, no. There we go.
Not the shared screen.
Oh. No, so I have three little dots up at the top, and it says more.
Three little dots that says more.
No. Reactions?
Oh, that's what I'm looking for. Okay.
No.
I have mute.
Video settings?
Oh, how about share screen?
Well, that changes your video to be whatever your desktop is. And so I was using that last week to show certain things.
Okay. I see.
Right now I'm just having issues. I think, did you guys all update to the latest Zoom software?
Yep.
No.
Okay, I wonder if I updated to it, and I know it was a scurried update. In fact, let's call this the beginning of the meeting, if you guys don't mind. I think I'm back. I hope that's the case. This is the San Carlos Computer Club. I am Scott Stimson with International Computer Solutions. We are trying to do this again as a virtual meeting, and I don't know if I'm suffering from just bandwidth constraints, or if, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, good. I don't know if it's bandwidth on my end or if I'm having a hardware problem, but I swear to God, at 7 o'clock this morning, all this stuff was working correctly. I don't know how I ended up in this position where it's all falling apart. But, you know, Zoom is one of the topics that we should be talking about, because apparently there's all kinds of privacy stuff that's come out recently, and they have hurried an update, and I'm sure that's what I installed this morning right before the meeting. Have you guys been following the news on Zoom and its privacy stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit, Scott.
Well, apparently it's a bigger deal on the Mac than it is in Android, but it's not just one problem. It's a series of different problems. And one of the things they did is they built an application that mimics malware, so that after you've installed it the first time, even if you uninstall it, because they were trying to remove the friction to their customer base, they, if you were to come back to Zoom, it would automatically install, kind of like a hidden install. Oh, what's going on here? What is going on? Cool. I just lost everybody. Hello. Hello, Linda. Are you with me? Yeah, there you are. I'm not sure what just happened.
Y'all cut us off.
That's interesting. I wonder if we hit a 40-minute mark. Hey, but we're all coming back.
Yeah, but not our picture.
Now we got to unmute and start the video over.
That may be.
That's weird. Did everybody get that update message?
Yeah.
What was the update message? Mine was just white with a blue button. I couldn't read any text.
It just said,
so it just kicked me off of Everything totally?
Everything out, yeah.
Yeah, everything kicked me out. It said, your free session has ended.
Okay.
And then I had to go out and rejoin the meeting from the email.
Yeah, I did that too.
I'm glad you guys are so sophisticated. That took you no time at all to do.
It was scary.
Yeah, especially since you're talking about we have infected my Mac with this Zoom, and I really don't want to use Zoom anymore.
Yeah, everything I've read, I'm ready to find something else. So let's call this maybe our last meeting with Zoom unless they do some major changes. Just from a
How do I get rid of this off of my Mac?
Yeah, that's a good question. There will be...
So I'm getting ready to leave the meeting, and then I'm going to uninstall the app, and then I don't want to use it anymore, so...
Yeah, I think I am going to make uninstalling Zoom one of my research topics, because the problem... You can uninstall it, but the problem is it's actually not uninstalled.
But if I don't access it again, right?
Well, I would like to say that's true, but I don't understand exactly all the intricacies of what they're concerned about. There seems to be a lot of privacy and security issues that were not considered when opening it up to consumers like this. I hope you guys are still... Judy, are you still with me?
I'm still here.
Okay. Just breathe every once in a while so I know you're here. Yeah, that's right. Just...
Is that going to cost us?
Say again?
How about GoToMeeting? Will that cost us?
I haven't used it, but I think I'm ready to try anything.
Okay. Here, keep me posted, and later.
Okay, so you're not going to stick around for the rest of the hour?
Goodbye.
Okay. Well, what I was going to tell Judy is that I will figure out the instructions for cleaning Zoom out of our systems, and I'll post them on our website so that they're available to our members. And then what I'd like from you guys is some suggestions of something else, especially if you've got experience working with something else. That would be the best suggestion.
It always worked, but you have to pay for it.
Well, we might try going back to Hangouts. I really think the problem we were having with Hangouts was bandwidth on my end. But Judy, were you saying GoToMeeting?
Scott, who's Kite Maker?
Oh, he's one of our people.
It's I'm sorry you put me on the spot. I know and I've forgotten.
Hello.
Introduce yourself, Kite Maker.
I have to find my computer club listing.
Okay.
He can probably hear us.
I'm sure he can. I'll have to look at my computer club list as well.
Well, hey, Kite Maker has showed up. Is he on your screen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? I did an open invitation to everybody. So anybody that's interested in joining our group right now is welcome to.
He's got himself muted.
Yeah, he's got it muted.
He's a lurker, and it's fine.
Maybe he doesn't know it.
I think
there we go.
Say hi.
It's Fred Godfrey.
Fred made it. Hello, Fred.
Oh.
If you're talking to us, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Get him to turn his video on.
He's unmuted, but maybe he's having... Oh, there's Fred. Hey, Fred.
I had to go back in.
Everything's working so much better now.
You're still around, Scott.
Say again?
You're still jumping around on the screen.
I am. What I'm trying to get in front of me is my list of topics here.
Hey, Fred. I have to come back in again.
You had to get back into the meeting?
Yeah, just now. It went off, and I had to go all the way back out and come back in.
Did you do the update that it offered the first time, or did you just... No?
I said later.
Later? I wonder if we're not just having incongruencies between our sessions, between new and old installations of this software.
Okay. Hey, Fred. We can't hear you. Unmute you.
We need a lip reader.
Go up in the right corner.
He's shaking his head in frustration. No, he's got it unmuted. It's more like his microphone's not working.
Yeah, he's unmuted. It's just whatever mic he's trying to use isn't working.
Yeah.
Is your mic on?
Fred, all we've been trying to do is make technology work, so you haven't missed anything. I am going to try and share my screen. Gosh, I hope this works. Just because, oh, yeah, here we go. Apparently, with the coronavirus, we are getting instructions to wear any kind of face mask. And I just saw up. Where is it? Where'd it go? I got too many things going. Here we go. Does that work? Can you guys see this?
Yeah.
Nope. Look, this is CNN Health has put
it's
out.
Coming.
Says it's coming. Started screen sharing.
CNN out instructions mask. I thought you guys. Is my Zoom crashing? Am I asking too much of it? There we go.
Well, we've got five people over on little boxes to the right.
Mine didn't change. I just still have the message that says you're starting. There it is. Got it. It's just as slow.
Okay. All right. This is sort of working. So, yeah, they've got instructions. I don't know how many of you are on Facebook with me, but I've posted a video that was sent out to our Ranchitos residence group that shows the effectiveness of masks. It's in a foreign language, but it's very straightforward. They take about a dozen masks that are being used, both homemade bandanas, official masks that are not N95 masks and N95 masks, and they take an aerosol, like underarm deodorant, and they spray through the mask. And it's such a great demonstration of how well a particular style mask filters the spray.
Okay, Scott. I don't have a problem with people trying, with the fact that it probably helps somewhat somewhere. But what scares me is that people make these things and then they think they're invulnerable and they go out and stop their social distancing. To me, that's worse than going around without the mask and being very, very careful.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. And that's what the experts are saying too, is that facial covering might help you not touch your face. And hopefully make you more aware of your concerns, but it would be wrong to stop social distancing.
And that's what I'm afraid of, is that they think, oh, now I got a mask, I'm good to go, and they just take off.
Yeah, well, and the thing with the video that I was watching is they used a number of different materials for masks that I was looking at going, oh, I bet that would work. And it absolutely did not work. And then they pull out this N95 mask, just this dinky thing, and they spray into it. It just stops it.
Yeah, I saw your video.
Yeah.
The other thing, like Cheryl said, is some people have found that they touch their face more often when they have any kind of mask on.
Boy, that's
more dangerous than anything else.
That's sure been my experience. I've left the house twice now in mask and gloves, and all I'm doing is messing with the mask.
Yeah.
Well, I think I better pay more attention to what I'm touching and stop screwing with my face.
You know what I found out? I was not isolated like we are at home. We don't worry too much about it. But a piece of Kleenex in your hand is a really good reminder not to touch your face. Rather than if you don't have it, you just naturally brush your eye or whatever. But that Kleenex was a good trigger for me to. Stop. I would stop about there and put it back down. As long as I had that in my hand, it was the thing that reminded me not to touch my face. But that's one small comfort. Oh, Cheryl says a glass of wine in each hand helps really well.
Oh, that's a good thing to remember.
Yeah, but every once in a while she has this wine dripping off her face, That's after the second bottle of wine, then it starts to run down.
I'm just curious, when you go between places, if you get pulled over for being out, are you safe? Because you're social distancing, you're not touching your face, you have no destination, you're just driving around. Can you tell the police officer it's okay? I'm...
joke on Facebook with the two glasses of wine. I know.
The two glasses of wine.
Well, the safest thing is to stay in your house. That's the safest. And we are at the end of our self-isolation term tomorrow. But we're going, I'm going to go out and get groceries, but I'm going out at the senior shopping time. We phoned the grocery store and they said, that's the absolute best time to go. There's no crowds at all. And the whole store has been wiped down and disinfected overnight, so that you're good to go there. And they have arrows. All the aisles are one way, so you have to go the direction of the arrows.
Oh, that's
which is a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think that would work here. We can't get them to go down the parking lots following the arrows.
Yeah, go down the laterals the wrong way.
Well, that's interesting. Nobody's in our group from San Carlos except for me. I haven't been out to Sam's Club yet. I keep talking to Yuya about it. I'm like, we're going to have to make a Sam's Club run at some point. So let's make sure we have a good list. So we don't have to do it again for a few weeks. And nobody's talked to me about a senior time.
Oh, they might have it. I don't know. Most of the stores here, the big grocery stores, have 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning as seniors.
Why? Well, I haven't heard of any of that happening in San Carlos or in Guaymas. They have been going around Guaymas and shutting down stores that are open. So they've had police and health representatives going along in the main streets of Guaymas. And if your shop is open, they'll go in and they'll threaten to arrest you if you don't shut down your shop. And they actually did arrest a shop owner 2 days ago for not shutting down his shop. They took him away in handcuffs. Now, I think they did it on video. So they had a video that they could put on social media telling people, we are arresting people. I'm fairly certain that's the reason they did it. I don't think they want to arrest people. But
Fry's has a senior at 6 o'clock in the morning, and Costco has a senior, and now Costco cut everybody off, and only two adults can go in the store. So probably just so the little kids aren't running around.
Yeah.
And Walmart has a senior hour, too. I'm not sure what time it is. I haven't gone to the store now for a week. I'm trying not to go. That's the only place I'd probably wear a scarf on my face would be at Walmart.
I think I should switch to a scarf because the mask is what I'll probably, you know what? I'm going to put the mask and then I'll put a scarf over it. And that way, when I'm screwing with it, I'm screwing with the scarf.
you could wear a bandana on your head like Bill. Bill could take his bandana off and put it on his face.
I wear anything that hides my bald head.
About that,
I'd be very.
I have enough for two people.
Say again.
I have enough hair for two people.
Yeah, yeah. Quit bragging.
So, Bill, I said you could take your bandana off your head and put it on. Oh, look it. Make your bandana into your face mask.
I'm gonna leave the bandana where it's at.
What about the bra? I've been seeing people cut bra cups off.
I saw that too.
Did you see that meme where it doesn't work for all people? And it was this voluptuous woman and her two kids, and you can't see their face, you can't see their eyes, you can't see their ears. Their whole face is covered in bra cup.
And padded ones.
Yeah. Padded ones, yeah. Padded ones.
The one thing I did see on the internet the other day was some students had come up with the solution. They cut a chunk out of the mask and put a piece of a plastic in there so that people that are hearing challenged can communicate, lip reading.
Oh, okay. So it's a clear piece of plastic.
Yes.
So they
yes.
can so they can watch you the
can
lips.
You can see their mouth.
Oh, that's an amazing hack.
So I would assume most of the time that would be for the person that isn't hearing challenged, so the deaf person can read their lips, I suppose. Because there's not much point in wearing a mask. You got to pull it down to talk to your person and put it back up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, I guess the problem would be that if you're hearing challenged, you need people that can know sign language or you can see their face. You don't have any.
Yes.
Yeah, there's.
But it's just something you don't even think about. They have a problem, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, hey, this is changing the subject, but my husband and I were wondering what all the prostitutes and drug dealers are doing because nobody's out on the street.
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, I mean, are they going to have, to go in that direction, are they going to have financial relief for sex workers? I mean, a whole stimulus package for drug dealers, right?
Security, they'll be
able to
get
it
on direct deposit.
You guys settle down.
Hey, you Canadians, is there a stimulus coming your direction from your government?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They're on it. I forget with how many billion dollars they're throwing into the system. They're having a little bit more luck, I think, getting it distributed than the states is. The states have a real problem all the way around right now. But
our country is not built for this kind of thing.
Oh, God, no. It's not built for capitalists. This is not a capitalist type solving problem.
That's right. There's nothing about capitalism that makes us healthier or safer during this crisis.
That's what we Republican president.
Let's not get too deep into politics here.
Sure, sure. We.
I did not. We Scott did.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's my. I'm gonna stay away from I mean, if we're talking about the presidents, we could just make fun of his intelligence level, and we could stay out of politics altogether.
We can still keep going down, you know.
Hey, Fred. Maybe you can hear me, Fred. Can you hear me?
You're really quiet, Linda. Are you able to? Linda, talk again.
Fred, turn up the volume or go check your microphone.
I wonder if Fred's got a hardware problem with his microphone, because it seems odd that it would allow him to unmute it but not be able to hear it. All right. Are you on your Mac laptop? So there is a volume control for your microphone, but I suspect you've already looked at it. If you go into your sounds under system preferences, there should be an indicator too that like a bar that shows whether you're getting input or not, that bounces back and forth.
But when I signed into this morning, it went to the box and had me check all my check all the boxes, and then I put on auto volume, and then it.
Yeah, I suspect it's got to be a hardware problem that Fred's dealing with. Yeah, something about the microphone's not working right. I mean, it might be a Macintosh thing. It might require just like shutting it down, starting it up, flashing the PRAM. It might require something like that to get it back in line. You know, it might also be that the microphone's being used by some other app. Applications like Skype like to grab your microphone and not give it up to other programs so you change your focus from that something else doesn't necessarily get the microphone app. I'm so happy to see you guys coming in so clear and hearing your thing correctly. I am not having that experience. I'm watching myself with a delay. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing on my end too.
And your face is jerking, you know, like when you can't.
Oh, that's just me.
By the way, I took all your we had to do for Windows. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, you found them useful.
Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
Okay. Scott, I got a bit of a point. There you go.
Okay.
I went back to the original sign-up screen, the first one, Zoom.
Okay.
And on it, up in the top right-hand corner, is the little gearbox.
Okay.
When you click, takes you to settings. I went to audio, and there's a place there to check your volume level in there, and your problem, your audio problem.
In Fred's audio problem?
In Fred's audio. You see what I'm talking about?
I'm not seeing it, but it's mostly because... Okay. My stuff is freezing up on my end and taking forever. I
see. Anyway, it's that original Zoom like you always get two screens.
I've got some weird Zoom problem right now where the dialogue boxes don't have any text. And I've just been kind of ignoring it, thinking I will get back to it later when we're not in a meeting. But I'm in the Zoom settings. And it's like everything that's a word is just white on white.
Okay. Well, you just have a problem with your get a new one.
Yeah. I'm back.
Oh, there we got you.
All right. I guess I joined without audio.
Oh, for God's sake, Scott.
Well, there's something really goofy going on with this version of Zoom, because when I start it up, everything looks fine, and then I start moving into getting into the meeting, and fonts disappear. So I bet if I go to the settings page right now, it's all white on white. Yeah. In fact, I wonder if I can share that with you guys.
I believe I'm still the... oh, no, you're the host.
For some reason, it grabbed me as the host as soon as I got back in.
Well, you're the originator, so I guess maybe it does.
I am the original, to be
yeah,
fair.
You're the original, right.
Now you put us over onto the side again.
I started screen sharing. Because you don't want to see my mug anyway.
Now you got a cartoon up.
I do. That's my background. That's leftover from the last meeting.
Oh, geez. Well, that's actually stepping up pretty fast, Scott.
Yeah. I'm getting a much better response than I was before. I'm actually able to do things. I can't put rhyme or reason to why it works at times perfectly and other times not. My internet has been consistent, just low. There's Fred. How come I can't get enough people in this?
I don't do a Chrome update unless I go, it does it automatically, or I go into play and go over to the update.
Good for you. That's what we were talking about last week, is that there is a Chrome... There is a Chrome compromise that's being sent around right now. And the only way you can screw up is if you follow the compromise.
I just don't do anything. I don't go to anything. I write it down, and then I go to their website, and then I look at it. It looks like it's not. But to click on anything on the emails is no.
Yeah, I wouldn't get any kind of the compromise that they were most recently talking about, and I'm sorry I don't have that information in front of me. Here it is, this one right here. So it tries to redirect you to a page that asks you to download an update for Chrome. Well, nothing should ever be asking you to download an update to Chrome. It just shouldn't happen. I mean, in the past, we've had stuff like that. Like, you went to go use YouTube at one point many years ago, and it would say, you need Adobe Flash. And it would redirect you to Adobe sites so you could download Flash. And that used to be very legitimate behavior. But now any of that kind of behavior, Adobe, Chrome, whatever, it's wrong behavior. And you should always be suspicious about it. Any web page that's trying to help you install software in your computer is probably not doing you a favor. It's probably malicious. As a rule of thumb, if you're going to put software in your computer, you should be very aware that you're doing it, and you should be intentionally doing it. You've gone after that software intentionally. And that's where, in this Chrome issue, all you have to do is go look at About Chrome. You go to About Chrome, it'll show you your version. And from there, you know what? I think it's Chrome that's given me so much trouble. I just realized I shut off all my Chrome windows and everything's working fine now.
We just lost Fred.
He's coming back in now. Hello, Fred.
Did he join with audio this time?
It looks like it. I'm scared to touch a Chrome window because I'm starting to think Chrome might be causing me problems. Let's start Firefox and see if I have any problems. Or Brave. I've got Brave on here. So anyway, no reason to be concerned about the Chrome hack, because the Chrome hack is getting people to install an illegitimate version of Chrome. If you're being asked to install Chrome, something's already wrong, and so you should not be following whatever that advice is. Unless it's me saying, hey, you know what? Chrome's a pretty good browser. You should use it. Then you would go out, you'd find Chrome, you'd download it, you'd install it. All that would be intentional. But any website saying install Chrome, it's a suspicious behavior.
Okay, now unmute his mic.
Well, I can ask him to unmute.
Oh.
Unmute your mic, Fred.
Hello.
No volume. He needs to turn the volume up on the mic.
I wonder if the... Fred, when we get done with the meeting, I would recommend you get into an application that records video or records audio, like the message recorder, and see if your microphone is physically working. Yeah, maybe something about it has gotten disconnected, or maybe it's just damaged.
Maybe say, hey, Google.
Hey, Google. You could go to Chrome and say, hey, Google.
My phone just answered me.
I will put this download Chrome update danger stuff in the web today's meeting if you're interested in reading more about it. But in a nutshell, if a web page is asking you to update your Chrome, there's already something fishy going on. So I wouldn't pay attention to any of that advice. I'd just get off the web page.
She told Fred to say, hey, Google. That's an answer.
What else do I have here? Cody. I don't know if you guys care about Cody. I'm going to get this off my list. I've been meaning to tell you about it. The latest version of Kodi is working great if you're into that stuff. But if you're on a Macintosh or you're on an iDevice, you're not going to get a copy of it available to you. Something about the way Apple has changed its terms of service for developers has affected the way Kodi can distribute its software. And so it's no longer available on iPads and iPhones. Good. I can check that off my list. Covered. Well, so this is falling apart. This is kind of like our second meeting. It's just falling apart. Well, and it looks like all of you out there listening to live audio have had a fairly decent experience, but I've got all kinds of stuff to cut out of this. Join with audio. Admit. Fred's with me. Hello, Fred. For some reason, I can't start video. Bill's back. Hello, Bill. Definitely Zoom. Bill, you're muted. I wonder, Judy. Oh, Judy's with me. What kind of message did you get?
One I got before to install Zoom, and then I couldn't get back in at all to just time up.
Well, there you have it. Zoom, being the professional's choice, is falling apart as all of us are trying to use it for whatever. Stay tuned for my online yoga instructions that are coming after this meeting. I'm sorry, Bill. What was that?
I would like to rename this group.
Okay.
I'm going to call it whack-a-mole.
That is definitely what it feels like.
Every once in a while, we get whacked and we have to come back, pop back up.
Well, I hope you're all going to be interested in trying some different software for the next meeting.
Absolutely.
Say again, Bill?
This is an excellent way to burn up a morning.
Well, I do like this morning time, so why don't we plan on our new official time being Saturdays at 9 a.m.? It works. Sure. If that works for you guys, it works for me, and we'll just start calling that the new time.
Okay, and you're going to have to let us know what system and what the protocols are.
Well, and then I know some of you have been really interested and been helpful jumping into these meetings to help me test. So I think I'm going to continue to try and use new software, and I will send messages across Facebook and Hangouts and in email asking for people to jump in and help me test stuff. But we'll call the official meeting on Saturday at 9.
You got it. We'll see you then. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome, and thanks for helping me do this. I guess we still have 4 more minutes. Anybody got their own issues they want to bring to the table?
Yes, but turn my picture on.
Somebody's what? Somebody's in YouTube trying to find you.
Trying to find me?
Yeah, well, the meeting.
Well, go to youtube.sccclub.org and you'll be at our YouTube channel.
Yeah, somebody wrote in Google Hangout that they couldn't find it or something. There's somebody out there desperately trying to connect, and they're not doing it.
Well, the fact that they're in Hangouts means that they're one of us.
Well, there you go.
Let me see if I can... we can at least... If they're looking for YouTube... There we go.
Yes, Linda?
Okay.
Oh, I see a bunch of people in Hangouts right now. Is that all us?
J. L. Wood.
Allwood.
Well, that's Judy.
It's Judy. JJ.
There you go.
Oh, maybe she couldn't get back in. Are we back in Hangouts? Oh, that's... We haven't tried to go back to Hangouts. Maybe before, why don't we, did I lose you guys? Oh, there you are. Oh gosh, I am so convinced that Chrome is giving my system problems, but I'm curious about going into Hangouts and seeing if we can switch over to Hangouts.
You want us to log out of here and wait?
That's a good question. You know what I want to do is I think I want to call Juan and see how much he'd charge me for internet access. I'm just having a lot of trouble telling whether I'm having problems with bandwidth or not. It would eliminate one of my issues. I'm bringing up... Oh, sorry, Linda, go ahead, say again.
So my screen went blank, and it made me download the new update, because it kept going back to the update, so I just, and then it made me download the Zoom again, and put in the meeting post and everything.
Oh, okay. Did you use the link from email, or did you use the identification number?
It came up with the ID number, but it made me put in the password.
Supposed to. That's one of the changes that Zoom was making, was requiring all these meetings.
Okay. So it worked. Now I'm back on, but it went off, and it wouldn't do anything until I did that.
Wait, you know, that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you guys, is if you had to put in a password.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Not off from the email.
So if...
Yeah, maybe. I didn't.
If you go from the link, you may not need a password.
Yeah.
That's how I've been reconnecting, is through the link.
Okay.
I went through the link.
Oh, you did, and it asked... So, Bill, did you not update the software then?
I think I did the other day.
Oh, okay. Well, I hadn't updated.
Because if Linda, if you had to put in a password, then my thought would be that now one of the changes, because they were talking about making passwords mandatory. And so maybe that's what's changed, is that even the link needs a password now. And Bill, I don't know how you're getting in without putting in a password.
Just, I come in the back door. I'm a creepy kind of guy.
Well, I never did the update.
It's what your wife says.
So it made a password.
So it did download Zoom. I didn't download Zoom before. I just came in through the email.
Oh, well, that's another thing. Did the Zoom, it didn't, you didn't see any plugin or anything do its install? Because there's very definitely a Zoom app.
It just downloaded it, and then it asked me for the password. It said join the meeting. When I clicked on the meeting, it said Scott blah, 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 and then it asked me for the password.
I don't know if you're following along on my screen, but I'm starting up a Hangouts call. Yeah, we've got at least 17 people in the Hangouts group. They're just never there. In fact, the Hangouts would be a great way to keep track. The Hangouts or WhatsApp, something like that. And can I turn off my camera here? Let me stop video here and start video.
I can put my tablet, but not on my phone.
Low system resources may affect your audio quality.
Yeah, it says Scott's not available. Oh, it just went off.
I'm supposed to be sharing my screen right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Picture of you out on
I can
the
hear
wall.
Yeah, hi, Cheryl. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Why don't we end our meeting? Anybody that's comfortable with it, try switching over to the Hangouts group.
I'm in Hangouts.
I'm going to leave the meeting.
Google Hangouts. Well, he phoned you, and you just hung up.
There you go.
Oh, there you are.
Hey.
Oh.
I'm still screen sharing over to Zoom, but I think I'm the only one left in Zoom, so I'm going to shut down Zoom. My kids have been using Hangouts with their teachers all the last 2 weeks. And have had no problems with it.
That's the one our kids.
So Cheryl, I think you and I are the only ones in this group right now. I hear Bill in the background.
Yeah. Bill had it. Oh. No, that wasn't my message. Yeah, that's because he's sitting right over my shoulder. There you go. Oh, there's Judy.
Here's Judy.
The other Judy.
Yeah, but where do I find it on this thing?
Well, go to your Google Hangout. Install that?
.google. That's what I'm...
Oh.
Well, Scott keeps blinking between just this little low end to his video. Oh.
I think I'm suffering bandwidth. Bill's
yeah,
here, Judy's
the only
here.
One that seems to disappear and then come back again.
You guys are
everybody better than Scott.
Oh man.
Scott, yours is just your logo.
Scott, yours is just your logo.
Okay. What I'd love to be able to do is I'd love to turn down the quality of my camera, so
oh,
I'm just
serious.
So I'm just a fuzzy outgoing video standard. Aw, man. I can't go any lower than that. This is as good as the video gets with my bandwidth.
You're either frozen or you're locked up.
Man, my end is working a lot better with this software, but your end is not, is it? Judy, you're all fuzzy.
You're all fuzzy too. You're jumping much worse than the other one.
Yeah, Zoom seemed to be very, but it seemed to take so many system resources, it was bogging down my computer. I think I'm going to have to take apart my computer and do some maintenance on it. Something's not working right. I think I should start with more bandwidth, though. Well, guys, I appreciate all your... watch for my messages. I'll be shooting out messages throughout the week, testing and debugging and looking for people to help me. And it will be Hangouts, or it'll be Zoom, or maybe it'll be GoToMeeting. It'll be something that hopefully will be working for us. Does anyone want to add something?
We'd like to find something that we can get to work.
Yes, I'm with you, Cheryl. Something that'll work.
Can you hear me?
Yes. It's just delayed.
Okay. That's what I need, something that can work.
Well, we'll stay in touch. We'll call our next meeting Saturday at 9:00. And over the next week, I will continue to bug you guys to help me test our system.
Okie dokie.
All right. We'll see you next week. Thank you, guys. Stay safe. Bye-bye. Tech on.
Hey, you too.
Well, there we have it. That is what today's computer club meeting turned out. That was some equipment issues here in my home studio that I'm going to have to sort out if this is going to be a regular thing. Until next week, thank you for being with us. I appreciate your patience and your interest to stay with us. Everybody stay safe. Keep washing your hands. Keep social distancing. And keep teching on. Tech on until next Saturday at 9:00. Laters.